jacksonkent.com.
Station.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 29th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, my co-host, the absolutely lovely...
Bird on a bike.
Miss on a bike. How are you doing?
A little bit excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you excited about? Always excited. You're always passionate. What are you excited about at the moment?
That's really nice of you.
I know, I'm in one of those
moods. Usually you call me an overachiever, whatever that is.
Well,
but
are.
Anyway.
Well, you are.
Not, am I?
Yeah, you are.
Just a high achiever. I'm not an overachiever.
No, you are. You're an overachiever. So what are you happy about?
How am I supposed to move on from that? Nettie?
Oh, just get on with it.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so two things. It's February.
It's 29th of January.
It will be, though. Come on, you.
Yeah, well, it will be March as well sometime.
I'm super excited about that. It's a nice feel. It's a nice month. Why are you poking at me already?
I know why you're excited about February.
Have you heard about this, Nettie?
No, go
on. You heard where I'm going next week?
Where are you going next week?
I'm going to Val d'Isère, love. Snowboarding.
Oh, yeah. I've just come back from a weekend in the Baltic.
Have you?
I have.
How was the snow?
Oh, wasn't it much?
Deep.
Was it?
Was it?
It was.
Yeah.
Did
you ski, snowboard, anything?
No.
Did you drink?
I'll tell you what I did off air.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Did you drink?
Did you drink until you fell over? Yeah.
Had a lovely coffee.
Did you make two? Snow angels?
Made snow balls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Really good fun.
Oh,
I love
it.
Snow. You have to do a bit of snow every winter.
Mm. The mountains, they're just amazing energy. Mm. I've always thought about taking women... Why have I just said that? Taking
keep
women up a mountain and doing it. Stop it. I've always thought about doing a women's empowerment event in the mountains.
Really?
Rather than, you know, a yoga retreat. Or, sorry if you do yoga retreats, it's lovely.
You could do
I really want to get actionable movement.
You could do a yodeling retreat, couldn't you?
Rock Mountains for me, but last weekend, seriously, I'll show you some video later, there was people actually in their swim stuff coming out of the saunas, like minus 12 degrees, and rolling in the snow, because apparently it's invigorating.
It is. Yeah.
I'd love to know the heart attack statistics on that one.
There's very few. It's not that shocking.
They don't last long enough for that.
I could go deeper into that,
cool.
But I'm not going to. Anyway.
Okay.
How
good.
Are you?
Anyway, you're looking forward to your snowboarding in Val d'Isère.
I'm so excited.
I know, I can tell from your
little... I love it, it's my favourite thing.
I can tell from your little face.
Do you know what, it's the best family time you'll ever spend. Mm-hmm. It's just that most amazing experience. You can all run down the runs together and it's just brilliant.
Can you?
So Sport Stephen goes fast, so he'll be down the bottom going, oh, you were slow. And there'll be me and Louis jumping and doing 180s and 360s and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just... I don't know if I'm better than him still. I was the last time we went. But I think my 17-year-old will beat his mother this time.
Cool.
Anyway,
nice one.
Yeah, how are you anyway?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. We've got a packed show for you today. We've got loads of guests in the studio.
What's going on?
I know. We're just starting the year with loads of interesting people.
So
we've got loads of people to hear from and we're looking forward to that. Of course, we do want to hear from you, all the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. We have already had in excess of 1 trillion tweets. Maybe.
Do you really think so?
No.
No.
We've had a lot. And we shall be reading them. And in fact, I'm going to start off with a tweet straight away. And it's a tweet from our lovely friend, Tracy Ferguson. Now, Tracy's not listening live at the moment because she's about doing some work, so she's going to listen in later. But she says, could you tell people about my up-and-coming course, which is Learn to Love Yourself and Others? There's an early bird offer of just £20, and it ends on the 31st of January, so you've only got 2 days to take it up on this. Places are limited, so please book now for Learn to Love Yourself and Others. It's taking place at the St George Hotel, that's in Chatham, on Saturday the 9th of February, and discover what it takes to create a relationship where you feel loved, valued and appreciated. Tracy's absolutely brilliant at these kind of things. It's going to be a fantastic workshop.
She's also doing it with Sue Plumtree
Doing it with Sue Plumtree, yeah.
And Sue is a wealth of wisdom. I adore her. She's awesome.
Yep.
Did I tell you she was on my show? Just saying.
Have you got a show, Bird?
I have.
We didn't know. It's
that
not,
is
it's
good
not,
timing.
It's not on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock,
that's
by any chance, is it?
That's 9 minutes into the show and I've already dropped it in the mic.
You're special, aren't you?
Sleek.
And when's Sue on your show?
She's been on it.
Oh, she's been on it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, right? This is what I've got. Anyway, carry on.
Have you got a show tomorrow?
I have got a show tomorrow.
And who's on your show tomorrow?
I've got Marianne Page on.
One
of the top women in sales in Europe at the minute. So how I've got hold of her, I don't know. I know, you know, when you've got a big guest, you have to go through either her agent or their PR company.
Yep.
I've got both.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm loving it.
Cool. Good stuff. Okay, well, I'll tell you what then, Bird.
What?
You can do a tweet or an email if you want.
No.
No, go on.
Of course I will. Okay, so we've got Natasha Sutton. She's put, hey, Business Bunker, I have a great show today and a shout out for my first ever presentation for Big Kid Wellbeing. She's put, thank you for all your support to help build confidence and vision. So good luck with that, Natasha.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Pecunia. Pecunia.
Is that Petunia?
No, Pecunia.
Just saying.
Pecunia 2016. It's not a flower.
Do you remember that advert?
Which one?
Nice view from here, Petunia.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
Well, thanks for that, Bob.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I say it to my children, they've got no idea what I'm talking about.
Right, we're quite finished.
Sorry.
Pecunia have tweeted me, say, please can we have a shout out for our new training course designed for all SMEs to understand cash flow, getting paid on time, improving their profits, and to come away with tools to bring it all under control. If you want to find out more, it's an Eventbrite booking, eventbrite.co.uk, credit control, or follow Pecunia on the Twitter, Pecunia, P-E-C-U-N-I-A 2016, Pecunia 2016. Give them a follow on the Twitter, have a look at Eventbrite, find out about a credit control course, because you need to, because it's one of the big issues for small businesses is collecting our money, because people don't pay. Good.
It's so important. I don't know why people think it's a choice.
Well, for small businesses, it's nerve-wracking, isn't it? Because if you've got a big client and you're fairly dependent on that big client and you give them a hard time over paying, you can lose the client. And that's what people fear. My approach to that is if they're not paying, they're not a client.
I was going to say that. Is that a good client?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Probably not.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to sack clients because they're not very good, even if they're really big. And if they're not going to pay you, there's no point, yeah? Especially in this day and age, you know, we need the money. Cool. What you got?
I'm going to go for an email. I'm going to
go
rogue.
You go for it.
Okay, so we've got the Tech Expo. Love this. You wouldn't think that we'd be thinking about September, but it's so needed. So this is the Tech Expo UK. This is Clive Empson Suite, and this is at the Kent Event Centre at Detling. Thursday the 26th of September, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. It's the first ever event of its kind in the southeast of England. It's a full-day exhibition for business owners who are wanting to connect with suppliers, who run their own business, build and grow their business with the power of technology. Now, you've got five amazing speakers. They are Brian Sutton from Microsoft. They are Richard Bell from Cybersecurity, Ben Abbott from Voice, Will Charles from Digital Law, and Dale Carnegie. Being Human in a Digital World. I'm sure it's not the Dale Carnegie.
Well, he died in 1955,
exactly.
So I don't suppose it is.
It needs to be told, though, to people. It needs to be told, because I'm sure people think that it'll be Dale Carnegie there. No.
It's the Dale Carnegie Organisation.
Exactly, exactly. So, registration opening. We don't know when. What do they do if we... Amanda Flanders, what do we do when it's coming to be open? Registration. It says registration opening soon. Where do we send them before now? Can we just go to
the website. Go to the website.
which is techexpouk.com.
Yep. Amanda told me that. She's on the train at the moment, so...
Is she?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mm. Cool. Good. Thank you for
she
that.
She's not listening to us.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, nice.
She's listening on the train. I'm just saying. She's just got on the train. The train's late. She just told me. Cool. Athol Bray. Athol Bray have tweeted.
How are they?
They're good. And they're throwing down a challenge.
To who?
Well, to not to us, but a challenge against us.
Is this the quiz?
It's the quiz. Yeah.
Openness.
See, Athol Bray have organised, or a part of an organisation for a charity quiz that's taking place at Chilston Park. And a Business Bunker mob, that's us.
Hello.
Put up a team, a quizzing team, but they need some teams to try and compete against us. And they are in desperate need of some teams to compete against us because we're awesome. Yeah. And we're going to take some beating. Thanks so much for your entry form to the quiz night on the 4th of April at Chilston Park. We'd love some other Kent businesses to try and take you on and to use their Athol brains against you. So anyone who wants to come along for a night of fun and frolics, it's £25 for a table, and the table's up to eight people. So it's, you know, peanuts. All the money's going to charity. It's to bladder cancer. You won't win because we're there, aren't we, Bird?
There's no point turning up.
There's no. Well, you can turn up and pay your money for charity, but
come
you
and have a nice evening with us.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll just watch us in action.
And I am so competitive. Yeah, I know really. You are. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really, really nice, but when it comes to competition, I will poke
you're
you
vicious,
in the eyes.
You're vicious, aren't you? You're vicious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I think they're really pleased you're advertising this.
Nobody's going to turn up.
Yeah, well, that means we won.
Kate, if you're
default.
Listening, just get people to post you checks. You'll be easier.
There you go. Just have it. We don't even want to come.
Anyway, if you want to come, if you want to come, and you do want to come, because it's going to be a brilliant
as
night.
Competitive as
it's going to be a brilliant night. It's going to be really fantastic.
You're just and, overachiever
yeah, yeah, yeah.
as I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you could pitch this save money on fuel, save the planet, post the check.
And your emotions.
And your emotions.
And your eyes.
You're saving so much.
Anyway, listen, if you want to come, you've got to message Kate at Athol Bray. And you can follow Athol Bray on the Twitter. It's ATHELBRAELTD, Athol Bray Limited, the training company. So drop Kate a message saying that you want to put a team together and you want to join in the fun with us. And we'd love to see you on the 4th of April.
Do you see what they've done there? Athol Brains.
Athol Bray, I know. Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, they're not slouches, our people.
No, cars from Kent, let's get you done and out of the way, because
oh,
I know...
Oh, it's your little fanboy.
They are, they love
it. It's your little fanboy.
You don't even get a mention now. Hey, Bird and Bike, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? Buy, sell your car locally on carsfromkent.com. There you are this week.
We've got a new listener, and this is intriguing. This is interesting. It's an organisation called Lingo Tot, Ashford and Maidstone. And they teach youngsters, very small youngsters, foreign languages.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say, Ben on the web, I'd love a shout out, please. I've just expanded my business and dealing with the excitement and stress that also comes with it. She said, could we have a shout out, please? Gracias. That's Spanish.
That means thank you.
It means Spanish. It's Spanish for thank you, yeah. So that's Lingo Tot, Ashford and Maidstone. Their Twitter handle is Lingo Tot M Stone. That's LINGOTOT M Stone. Did get them a follow. What an interesting thing. It's for very young children to learn languages, which is cool.
It is. I'm just trying to... We've got a lot of in-depth tweets that need my attention
I know,
to really read into them.
People are starting writing books about it, haven't they?
Like,
and I just go,
what?
Can we have a shout-out, please, Bird?
It's really interesting, Nettie.
They're not getting it. They're not getting it.
I'm like, what's that all about?
Or maybe we've got more intelligent followers at last.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, we do go deep into business.
Hey, do you know what?
What?
I think we'll play some tunage. What do you reckon?
What did you pick this week?
Well, I picked this because I'm a bit of a fan of this lot anyway, and I just picked it because I like the track, to be honest, because there was too eclectic a mix of people here to pick something cheesy for all of them, so I just picked this because I like it. It's 10cc, isn't it?
Of course.
The Things We Do For Love.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea. You lay your bets and then you pay the price.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. She says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 29th of January, with me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-host, the lovely Bird on a Bike.
Thank you.
Things you do for love.
Well.
10cc.
Talking of love,
mm-hmm.
My GIF has come through. Thank you very much, Butterflies Events. She's put hi, Bird on a Bike, Business Bunker, a long tweet for you, and it's just a hello GIF.
All
keep
right.
The GIF coming in.
Well,
love them.
She's on the train,
on
that's
train.
Why.
How yeah. In the earth she's managed to do that, I do not know.
Yeah.
Anyway, well done, love. Love it.
I've got a tweet here from Venom Tech.
What are they doing?
Well, basically, this isn't to do with what they do, Venom Tech, which is extract venom for drug testing. This is to do with Dr. Steve's chili venom sauce. And he's gone, a shout-out would be great, Vanilla Web. What did you think of the chili sauce sample? The Steve sauce team would love to know. So, Dr. Steve, who heads up Venom Tech, has produced a chili sauce, okay, and it's called Venom Chili Sauce, and he gave me a bottle of it to try.
What's it like?
It is awesome.
What do you mean it's awesome?
It is awesome.
What's it do?
It's tangy, it's hot, it's warm, it's chilly, it's lovely. It's absolutely fabulous. If you like a bit of hot stuff, that's the thing. You can buy it at McNaid's. It's gorgeous. I'll just tell you,
so
it is gorgeous.
So did you like it, Paul?
No. It were horrible. No,
you,
it's really
you
nice.
Sold it to me on the tangy. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a word. Tangy.
Yeah, no, it's got some kick. It's got some bite. It's it poisons you. It's good. No, it doesn't poison you. It's good. It's lovely. Try it. McNaid's Steve's sauce, Venom chili sauce. It's great stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, what you got?
I'm trying to... I'm having a few problems with Twitter at the minute.
Oh, right. Why?
I can't find everything. So we've got millions there, but I just can't find them. Mm. So we've got Book Today on the amazing Grow Conference. This is for March. Take away valuable techniques to make your business grow. This is at the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel in association with West Kent Partnership. And that's on the 22nd of March. And that's at
www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
And just in case you've forgotten, the 23rd of March is my birthday.
The 23rd of March is your birthday. Is it a biggie?
How rude. No, it's not.
Come on.
What?
Well, what is it?
Oh, I'm only 49.
49?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you off.
Thanks.
You're a whippersnapper, aren't you?
I'd like to think so.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
No, that's all right.
I'm going to try and play with Twitter a minute because it's doing some weird things. And we've got millions, but I can't find them.
I know. While you're doing that...
So just talk amongst yourselves.
I'm going to talk to our first guest in a moment. I'm just going to do one more tweet to get it out of the way, otherwise you'll moan like mad. It's from Jules.
Jules, I've just come across it.
Have you? Yeah.
About her neighbour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a PR consultant. Russell, so, you know, we were talking about PR consultants.
You don't need to snarl.
Yeah, well, she's a nightmare.
You're snarling.
She is a nightmare. Anyway, Jill Sirkin, make sure she's puns all over the place. These are aimed at you, I think, Gary. Yeah. She's going, make sure you pipe up loud and clear this morning on Business Bunker Show, and I hope you don't find it all too draining.
Very good, very good.
Top punning, eh? Anyway, she's telling me about her neighbour, and she says, hello, Vanilla Web. Could you give the lovely Richard a Business Bunker shout-out, please? He's my neighbour, and he runs Up and Out Platforms. They're like cherry pickers, big lifting platforms. She has put a link to it, but they have a Twitter handle of their own, which is the letter U, Platforms, all one word, U Platforms. Give them a follow on the Twitter. If you need uplifting, they're the boys for you.
Talking.
Did you see what I did there?
I did. Right. And I was going to take it onto a different direction.
No.
It's funny. Did you see over the last couple of weeks? You know, you and I have been called Ernie.
Yeah, yeah. Eric and Ernie. It's only because you've got short, fat legs, yeah.
And hairy. I was accused of having short, fat, hairy legs.
Obviously.
This is what you have to put up with on social media.
This is showbiz.
Mm.
Right? So. I don't find it funny.
Do you not? Sarah, I'm glad you told us that because I would have been struggling otherwise. She doesn't find it funny. She doesn't find it funny.
No, well, what I was going to say was actually, I think we are like the Grand Tour boys, and I, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been watching, and the reason I'm saying I do find it funny, we were watching the Grand Tour, and I'm saying to the boys, because we're watching it this weekend, and I was saying, they've gone beyond anything now. One of them threw a rock into the windscreen of somebody else's car. Now, I know, right? It's horrible. But in the context of the conversation, if you'd seen it, it's funny. And that's what I think you and I are.
Oh, well, a rock in the windscreen.
No, I just think the things we say.
She's telling me she's
going
to smash my face in. That's what she's telling me, isn't she?
Did they just say that? So I think we're not just Eric and Ernie. We are the Grand Tour.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with that.
And the reason I've thought about that is because of the cherry picker. They had a cherry picker on the back of their car.
Okay.
That's Paul and I on the radio show. Carry on.
Cool. Thank you for that, Bert. Do you know what? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our first guest for the very first time, the absolutely delightful Celeste.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
I didn't get it. Baskerville. Yeah.
Baskerville. As Baskerville. In
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Baskerville. I've read the book.
So have I.
Celeste, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here. You run Baskerville's Coffee House in Maidstone. You have won some awards. What?
Is the mic on there?
Yeah.
Because you can't hear it very much.
Can you not?
Well, I was trying to do it all like secretly.
Yeah, yeah, no,
but
she hasn't said anything yet.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. It's a shadow, it was blocked up. That's what it was. You're fine. You run Baskerville's Coffee House.
I do, yes.
And you've already won some awards.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fabulous.
I'm very surprised, but yeah, I have. Just won a couple of awards at the Independent Kent Business Awards.
Yeah.
Back in, I think it was September. Fantastic. October. Yeah.
So what award did you win?
I won Small Business of the Year.
Fantastic.
And I was also runner-up for Coffee Shop Restaurant of the Year as well.
Brilliant.
For the whole of Kent. So kind of absolutely. Blew me away.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your business. How long have you been going? When did you start?
So I bought the business, we're actually coming up to our first birthday this Saturday.
Cool.
So it's just a year, a year. Something I've wanted to do for decades, long, long time.
What made you do it? What made you want to start your own business in general, and why a coffee shop?
So I guess, why did I want to run my own business? Because I kind of like to do things my way. And I'm quite creative, which I think helps in this industry.
Mm.
Why a coffee shop? I love food. I love coffee. And I'm quite fussy with good food and coffee.
Mm.
And I have that real burning passion to get it right.
Okay. And did you have experience of running something like that before you did it?
Hell no.
No. It's no. Good. That's good. No, I like it.
I worked for a software company.
As you would.
As you do. Yeah. I worked for a software company and I was in sales for about 20 odd years.
Right.
And I ended up, the job that I left, I was international sales manager for a software company. So great job, travelling around in Dubai once a month.
Right.
And gave it all up to do this. So bit of a change. I had no experience.
But I love stories like this, because there's a load of nonsense talked about businesses quite often, how people start them and why people start them and all the rest of it. But an awful lot of business is just risk. It's just, trying something and going with it, seeing what happens, learning as you go along. And that, for me, and I think probably for you guys as well, is a lot of the fun of what you're doing, even though it doesn't always feel like fun while you're doing it.
Yeah.
The challenge of starting something that you're not familiar with and learning about it as you go along. So when you first started this business, Celeste, what were the first challenges that you came across? What were the things that you went, ooh, maybe I made a mistake here?
Poached eggs. For sure.
Poached eggs. they're evil poached eggs.
Yeah, to make the perfect poached egg it took a lot of practice. So I'll never forget our very first day of opening. If I'm honest with you, I don't even think I tried to make poached eggs. And it was carnage. But it was great. Our first day was still probably our busiest day. And we've just gone from strength
to
strength.
You should have let me know. Amanda, who's my partner, she's just falling about laughing, because the only thing I can really cook well is poached eggs.
You want a job? No, it's I think we've nailed them now, and we get they're just, it's great. What I do is, you have to have a burning passion to do this. You have to have desire. This is a lifestyle choice. This is not, you're never going to make the size of my little place. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
It's about the desire to do it and to get it right.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a passion.
Yeah. So you've launched this coffee shop.
Yeah.
Did I hear you say that you bought it?
Yeah.
It was already a business you bought it.
It was a business. I bought it. It wasn't, to be fair, with all due respect, it was quite a failing business. And I knew that to turn it around, I would have to do it quite quickly, which we did. And, we're in my business plan, I thought, if I can get to number one on TripAdvisor within a year, maybe two, that'd be great. We did it in 4 months.
Wow. Okay.
So we're still number one on TripAdvisor for me.
And that's purely of the quality of what you're doing.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, in the shop. Sweet. So you kind of bought this business.
Yes.
Having to turn it around, which is a good way to buy a business.
Yeah.
If you buy a business at the top, the only way is down, really, isn't it? So it's a good way to buy a business. I'm fascinated by the journey for this because, as it happens, I own a coffee shop too. But
really?
in Fruitworks in Canterbury.
Cool.
But that's by the by.
Yeah.
And we don't do poached eggs. But it's interesting because people can be very fussy about coffee. Especially nowadays, there's a lot of people that just won't drink Nescafe anymore, no matter how hard you shove their head into the cup. So it's not as simple as it used to be, just putting out cups of hot water with some coffee granules in it.
No.
You've got to pick the kind of quality of stuff that you're going to do.
I think for us, it was the coffee for me was paramount. We're a coffee house, so we did a lot of research, or I did a lot of research, and I wanted to keep it local. So we use a great company called John Street Beverage, which is based over in Erith. They'll be delighted I've mentioned them, of course. And as well as that, it's just keeping it local, keeping it good.
You've gone all Geordie on me.
I have a Geordie, yeah.
Cool. No, that's good. So you've been going, 7 months, did you say now?
1 year it'll be 1 year on Saturday.
Wow,
Second of February will be our first year.
So fantastic. Yeah. And the first year is always the toughest, obviously, because, you know, you've got to get it all established.
Yeah.
You've already been recognised both with TripAdvisor and with Business Awards at Keter, which is fantastic. Where do you go from here? What's the next step?
I guess for me, there's a couple of ways we can go. You know, I was looking back in the summer, I was looking at expanding. It's a very easy thing to replicate because our branding is quite strong. What we're doing is, as I say, it's been recognised already. I would love to open another one, but who knows? Who knows? We're kind of thinking about different things to do at the moment, so watch this space, see what happens.
So, and just coming back as a kind of bit of a plug, it's Baskerville's Coffee House, but we also know you do poached eggs.
Yes.
What else do you do? Is it as much of a cafe as a coffee house? You do food?
Yeah. I mean, we do. To be honest with you, we have a very large vegan following. Happened accidentally. I'm not vegan. We established very quickly that our customer base was quite varied.
Mm.
We are dog friendly. We massively promote the fact that we're dog friendly. Mm. So dogs get, you know, puppuccinos and dog biscuits. I'd say for us,
I hope
though,
they're vegan.
No, we cater for everyone. For everyone. But I think for me, it's making sure that what you do, we do a lot for a coffee house. Our menu is very varied. We do a great brunch on a weekend. You know, your Eggs Benedict, your bubble and squeak. So it's the menu's bigger than it should be.
Right.
But that's because demand is there. People want it. And people want really, really good food.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's trying. We're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place of being a coffee house that just serves coffee and cake, but then the demand was there to grow, and that's what we've done. Just listened to customers and hopefully got it right.
Fantastic. Now, Baskerville's Coffee House is in Allington, in Maidstone.
Yes.
Are you down by the shopping parade? Is that where you are?
So it's not the Waitrose side. If you come past Waitrose and take a left, there's four little shops on a row. We're one of those. We're the first one there.
Okay, fantastic. So you kind of tucked away a little bit there.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, you say you're not on a high street or on a main road, which makes it even more amazing that you've had the feedback and the returns that you've had, because it's not as if people just wandered past and went, oh, that looks all right, I'll go in there. They've actually had to come and find you.
Yeah, we get literally no passing trade. Yeah. There is no reason to go past, you know, even in the mornings, people don't go past on the way to work. Mm. So, you know, I've worked very hard with my social media accounts. I work very hard on promoting stuff. Mm. Getting pictures out there, and if it wasn't for that, I don't think I would have lasted a couple of months.
Right.
So it's social media for me that's been my
absolutely
it's been my saving grace, I guess.
Cool, Celeste. We could talk to you forever about this, but for the moment, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If people want to find out about Baskerville's Coffee House, what's the best way to do that?
So you can
try your poached eggs and bubble and squeak. Yeah.
Best way, I guess, is just check out our social media.
Yeah.
Or go to our website, baskervillescoffeehouse.com. But yeah, you'll find everything you need on there.
Fantastic. Celeste, thank you so much for that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
For the moment, Celeste Baskerville of Baskerville's Coffee House. Brilliant. Thank you.
Cool. What did you have a mindset, Celeste, that you had an experience that you want to give somebody? So when they come in, is there something that you go, do you know what, if there's one thing that I want them to take away, it would be this from coming into you?
Oh, that is such a good question. I would say for me, And actually, when I look at the reviews that we've got, I would say I want people to come in and see something different on a customer service level. Because we're so tiny, we can talk to everyone. I just want people to go out happy, to come in and to enjoy what we do and to go out happy. And I think the dogs help with that. Because you go in and there's dogs in there and they're all wagging their tails and they're happy. And there's something about that that makes people talk and brings people together.
Mm.
So it's just a happy little place. And if I can give that, then I'm happy too.
Nice.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Do you want to do an email or something? And then we're going to talk to Gary in a moment.
Yes.
Go for it.
All right. I'm trying to... Marsh Networking over coffee. It's a coffee thing again. And it's really interesting. I was teaching just before I came in, and we were talking about coffee and how it is an experience. It isn't just grab and go.
Mm.
You know, it is. So it's really interesting to watch somebody like Starbucks sorry to mention all these big names, who have got these drive-throughs. Yes, that's fine in a certain place. Look at Gary's face. He's like, you're snarling as well. And it's really interesting, but we want to spend that bit of time having that experience, sitting. And yeah, I take my dog everywhere I go, except in here. And she comes with me in meetings and blah, blah, blah. So it's really important that you're giving that to people. So yes, I love it.
Thank you.
So Marsh Network Open Over Coffee, 10 a.m. Wednesday, 6th of February. I'll be snowboarding at the Cinque-Port Arms, New Romney.
You're can snowboarding go in the Cinque-Port Arms, are you?
I hope not. www.eventbrite.co.uk, and that's Marsh Networking Over Coffee in February. Go and check it out. That's with TD Botty.
It is indeed.
We love him.
Give Terry a follow on the Twitter. TD Botty, one of my favourite.
Have you seen Terry?
I had coffee. I had coffee with Terry last week. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Is he all right?
He's cool.
He was limping the last time I saw him.
He was what?
Limping.
Limping.
With a limp.
Well, we didn't compare limps last time because I'm still limping, obviously.
But I don't see you move very much.
Thanks
no,
for that.
No, that's not being rude, but are you there?
Yeah.
You can't move around, can you?
While I'm sitting here, I'm limping, metaphorically.
Excellent.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know what? I want to talk to our next guest.
He's got a snarl, the same as you.
He's what?
He snarled.
He snarled?
Yeah. When I mentioned the big names.
Oh, did he?
For coffee.
Okay. I don't blame him.
Carry on.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest of today onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, Mr. Gary Sprigmore of GLC Services. Gary, welcome to the show. You're going to have to live with some of Jules's puns that she's tweeting in, I'm afraid. But luckily, her echoes, her Alexa's just gone off. A lot of people listen to the show via Alexa, and it's just gone off, so she can't pun anymore. So that's some good news. But Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Why don't you kick off by telling us, well, you bought donuts, which is a major plus. Anyway, he's got Krispy Kreme donuts there. But why don't you start off by telling us about what you do, how you do it, and who you are?
Yeah, sure. We're I'm Gary Sprigmore from GLC Services. We're a plumbing and drainage and cleaning company based in Boxley, atop of Bluebell Hill. And we're a 24/7, 365-day-a-year business.
Right.
Helping out commercial and domestic customers.
So you do both. You do commercial and domestic. I need your number. Plumbing's one of those funny things, isn't it? Yeah, we've all got loads of stories about plumbers. We all know you're filthy rich, for a start.
It's a myth.
It's a myth. It's interesting, isn't it? I a few months ago, we had a party scheduled for a Saturday evening, and my downstairs cloakroom, the toilet actually broke. The feed pipe into the cistern broke, so there's water pouring everywhere, so I had to turn the stopcock off. And my plumber, who is a really good mate of mine, he's a nightmare, yeah? He's so rich, yeah, that he wants to retire, and he never... Anyway, I rang him, and I said, Steve, I've got this real emergency. And he went, sorry, mate, can't help you. I'm on holiday. I went, again, you've only just come back a week. And he went, yeah, no. So I pick up Yellow Pages, metaphorically, I Googled it, emergency plumbers. And I rang this guy and I went, right, I need an emergency plumber. And he went, no, I'm not available, mate. You're an emergency plumber. And he went, no, I don't do Saturdays. Great. Okay. Anyway, you don't need to worry about that because I'm sure you're not like that at all.
I think that's a fair point you've made because that's actually why I started my own business.
Right.
Purely because people were just let down all the time.
Mm.
Back in the days of the Yellow Pages, we spent a fortune advertising the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
And you'd do exactly what you just said, Paul, is pick up the phone and no one would turn up, no one would answer the phone.
Exactly, yeah.
So on and so forth. And I'm ashamed to say that we've got a bad reputation. The construction industry has got a bad reputation, trades turning up at people's houses.
Mm.
And I wanted to start something a bit different, and I pride myself on fantastic customer service. Mm. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 by a person that works for the company.
Fantastic.
Not a call center, not an answering service. Mm. We are 24/7. I have the phones myself. Joe, who works for me, he's been with me for 20 years.
Mm.
He answers the phone out of hours, and we have 24/7 hour call out engineers who will attend and solve everyone's problems.
That is brilliant, and you're absolutely right. And I love the fact that you're kind of answering the phones yourselves as well, because that, that's one of the issues you do face. Even those, because a lot of businesses just don't answer the phone, but when, especially if they're one man bands or whatever. But even those that have gone to the lengths of having an answering service, of course, the person you're speaking to hasn't got a clue. They, you know, because one of the numbers I rang, I spoke to someone and I said, right, I've got this problem, I need someone, and they said. And on Google, I actually Googled plumbers, emergency plumbers Tenterton, which is where I live, yeah? And this one came up, and I rang it, and they went, Tenterton, we'll be there in 3 hours. Really? And they went, yeah, we're in Hammersmith. You won't even find Tenterton. Get out of it. Yeah, that's a Google problem as
so
much as anything
else. So what did happen
else.
At the end? Tell us the story at the end. So how did you get a plumber and how much did you pay?
I
that's what you want to know, really, if you're honest with me, Gary.
I want to see if I'm comparative or not.
Yeah, well, it's true, though, isn't it? Yeah. If you've got an emergency, I'm like, God, he's going to be done for well, 500 quid.
I must have got a mate of Gary's. Because what happened was I found the nearest... I kept, you know, just ringing numbers as near to, and I eventually ended up with a number in Hastings, okay? And I rang the guy in Hastings, and the guy answered his own phone, yeah? And I said, are you an emergency plumber? And he said, no, I don't normally do weekends. I'm not an emergency plumber. And it, to be fair, it didn't say he was an emergency plumber. I was just grasping at straws by then. And I went, he said, what's the problem? And I told him the problem, and he said, where are you? And I said, Tenterton. And he said, that's a little bit out of my area. He said, but you sound desperate. And I went... No, I'm not that desperate, you know, because I'm not stupid. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not that desperate. I can put a rag on it. And he went, no, no, no. He said, look, if you give me an hour, I will come out and have a look. So I went, okay. And he came over. He had a look. He didn't. I've got an old house, a Victorian house, and the parts he had didn't fit. He said, is there anywhere here? I said, well, the nearest place is B&Q in Ashford. He went, don't worry, I'll go to Ashford. I'll get the bits, I'll come back, I'll fix it. He did the whole thing. It took him hours because by the time he'd driven over there, looked at the problem, gone to Ashford, got the stuff, came back. He charged me 100 quid. Wow. He was just, you know.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it was just brilliant.
How much?
100 quid, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the service. That's
there.
The service
yeah.
you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I locked him in the cupboard. He's never gone home. I got you're right in there, Steve. Yeah.
He's got his 100 quid in his hand.
Yeah.
At least he won't call Dave.
Yeah, but you know, he was perfectly honest. He said, "Look, you know, don't call me again because it's too far for me to come." But you know, you sounded desperate, so I was happy to come and help, which was lovely. But you're absolutely right, Gary. You know. My dad had a building company. I know what the things are like in terms of, you know, the trouble with so many building trades is they try and do too many jobs at once and try and fit them all in, and then they kind of don't turn up when they say they're going to turn up. So for the public, knowing that someone's going to show up is a big part of it, you know, and we will pay for a good service.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I've got guys in my office, Suzanne and Steve. They'll love a little shout out because I'm sure they're listening. They'll answer the phone during the day. They're constantly staying in touch with customers, updating them. Delays happen. We get stuck in accidents.
Yeah,
we get stuck on jobs that take a little bit longer.
Yep.
And the worst thing is not knowing.
Yeah.
So we keep the customer updated all the time.
Mm.
And you know when they're going to turn up. And that's it. All we want to do is a good job for a good price, and like you mentioned earlier, get paid at the end of it.
Yeah, I'm laughing, Steve. If you're listening, mate, I'm sorry. I'm going to do this to you. Steve is a really good friend of mine. Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine, and he's my plumber. One of my radiators sprang a leak just before Christmas, and I rang him up. I went, Steve, the radiator leaked, mate. You bring us a new radiator. He went, I can't do it now, mate. I'll do it after Christmas. Right, yeah, okay, all right. So I took the radiator off and just shut the valves and stuff. Right. I still haven't got a radiator, right? I rang him up. I went, radiator, Steve? Oh, yeah, sorry, mate, forgot.
You want to get
cheers.
Gary? Huh? You want to get Gary?
I'm going to get Gary. I'm going to get his number. Don't worry, Steve's sacked, mate.
Steve
you're sacked.
Who?
Yeah, you're sacked. Yeah. To be fair, I mean, he's trying to retire and stuff like that. But what I wanted to, sorry, you want to talk to Gary, but I just want to stop talking about other plumbers and talk about you and the services that you offer at GLC.
Yeah.
So talk us through the range of services that you offer.
Okay, so we offer predominantly an emergency reactive service.
Okay.
So exactly what you were talking about, spring a leak, block drain, block sink, toilets, etc. Okay. We do installation work as well, toilets and bathrooms. But predominantly, it's like I say, it's reactive plumbing and drainage. And then we were asked a couple of times that when people have had blocked drains, their patio's covered in not very nice stuff.
Yeah.
Can you clean that down? So I actually expanded the business into a cleaning part as well. So we will clean people's patios. Right. We don't just clean the mess up. We'll clean up, clean people's patios, their gutters, fascias, soffits, etc. So we've taken the business to that level as well.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
And that's fantastic. I love the sound of that, and I love what you're doing. You're based in Boxley, as you say, over in Maidstone area. What kind of area do you cover?
We cover all of London and the southeast of England.
Basically. So you can get to Tenston?
Yes, we can.
Good man. Cook. I've got lots of work for you, don't you worry.
You should have picked up the village directory because my advert's in there.
So. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, cool. Do you do central heating and gas stuff, or is that something
different? We don't do heating. We will change a radiator. We do not do boilers. It was a decision I took a long time ago to leave the gas safe or the old Corgi stuff to the heating guys.
Yeah.
And it works really well. Yeah. We've got a business, a partner that we pass all of our heating stuff over to.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
You tend to find that more and more, don't you? Because it's a specialised thing and you need all the certificates for gas safe and all the rest of it. It's two different jobs.
You do.
Jobs.
The heating guys are so busy that when you've got a leak on your sink, they're too busy to come and see you.
Yeah.
So that's the decision we made.
They're too busy thawing out condensing boilers.
Indeed.
I know all about this, don't you worry. Cool. So how long have you been in business now, Gary?
I've been in business since 2004.
Right.
Had a little hiccup. Decided to go into business with somebody. That just didn't work.
Sure.
So since 2011, GLC Services has been my passion and my sort of, My goal, my drive, really.
And you clearly are passionate about it, and that comes across, and that's brilliant. and that's absolutely brilliant, and quite right. So, but I do love what you've done in terms of your customer interface, because that you know, as Celeste's found out with her coffee shop, by offering something that people want in a way that they want it, you can even be hidden, and people will find you. It's just so necessary to have that kind of service, because especially in this day and age, we're so used to it. You know, you ring up Amazon and they deliver stuff in 2 hours' time. You know, we're used to instant everything. And therefore, their attention span is shorter and shorter and shorter. You know, if you're having to plan for someone to come visit you for a week and then they don't show up or they're late, you panic, don't you? So I love that. Is there anything that you've been asked to do, that you thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to do it? And I mean plumbing-wise.
we've had some very, very weird and wonderful jobs. And it's a shame I'm on radio, but...
Oh, my God.
I had to bring it with me. And
it's a picture of a toilet, and you don't want to see it, folks.
And... we've had some... Yes, it's real. It is 100% real. And the stuff we've seen... it's a very glamorous job. Very glamorous job. I normally wear flip-flops.
But Gary, I've got all, like, creative thoughts going on. You could do a book and everything.
Absolutely.
I could.
It's toilet humour, isn't it? It's a bathroom book.
It's the best thing.
Seriously, just stick it in your bathroom, downstairs toilet book. Job done.
I think as well now is...
GLC at its best.
Yeah, I'll get that tweeted up later, that picture.
That's brilliant. Seriously.
Go on, Russell.
How did the last person manage to put that one on top?
We're not too sure, to be honest with you. We are not too sure. But I think as well, at the moment, we're dealing with a lot of wipes. Major problem.
What, baby wipes?
Yeah. Any wipes, makeup wipes, baby wipes.
Are people flushing them and blocking you?
Absolute nightmare. I think we tweeted a picture about that the other day.
Yeah.
And also this notorious Fatberg.
Yeah, yeah.
We work a lot with commercial customers. We've got we look after a very well-known brewery in Kent, and we look after all of their fog, which is fat, oils and grease.
Yeah.
So we remove fats from restaurants. Celeste, you might want to give me a call.
Yeah, may well do.
But it's so serious, so serious. Yeah. The water authorities are wanting to reduce, not going to eliminate it ever. They're wanting to reduce the amount of fog and the fats that are in the sewers.
Yeah.
And it isn't, I know it's not a pleasant subject, but we work closely with a company, fitting machines that actually do that job. So that's quite interesting.
I know the thing. At home, I've got a septic tank. Yeah, I'm not on mains drainage, and I've got signs all over my house. Don't put that down the toilet, right? Thank you, because it's me that's got to clean it out again. So
absolutely,
I feel your pain.
Gary, why do you care? Why do you care differently to some other or most of your industry?
I think I've got a duty of care to my customers. We've just started working for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the public, again. But previous to that, my client base was commercial. And I've just got this passionate duty of care to my customers. Is that my downfall? I don't think it is. And my customers understand that. And getting passionate about it now, and I'm not going to bang the table. That's basically what drives me. And I think that's why a lot of my customers stay with me for so long, and as long as they have been with me.
As a business thing, it's one of the things that so many businesses, especially businesses, really have lost sight of. It is far better to retain a customer than it is to keep acquiring new ones. When you look at big businesses like certain mobile phone companies and energy companies, they expect a massive churn rate because they just don't care. But the fact is, even for them, it's short-sighted because people just leave, and there's a finite number of people in the world eventually, and eventually you start to get... So for smaller businesses, to look after your customers and get to know them is a far better business strategy than losing them and generating a new one.
Indeed. I think one of my downfalls is I have, probably bad to admit, but a small customer base. But my customers... are my life.
Yeah.
And I personally know every single one of those customers, and they can ring me directly, and they do.
But one of the other, just talking about it as a business strategy, it's good because even if you do make a mistake, and we all make mistakes, they'll forgive you because they know you and they know the quality of your work normally. And if you go, "Oh, I'm really sorry, I destroyed your toilet system," they go, "Blimey, Gary." And you go, "Oh, no, I don't know what happened." You know, they will forgive you because they're used to the level of service that you normally give them, and they know you're not a cowboy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, indeed.
Cool. Gary, we could talk about this forever. All I need is your business card because I've got loads of work for you.
My problem.
But for the moment, thank you so much. Give us a shout out for how people can find out about GLC Services.
Yeah, sure. It's www.glcservices.co.uk, and our Twitter is @GLC_services.
Fantastic. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Have a look at their website. If you need a plumber, if you need help, give them a shout because they're brilliant. Gary, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Stay with us for the rest of the show. We're kind of approaching the halfway point of the show. Do you want to do another tweet or email, Bert, before we get to the news?
Well. GLC have just tweeted and said, "Could we please tweet the photo?" So I've said, "Yes, please do."
Are they going to tweet it?
They're going to tweet
it. Oh, no.
It had to be done. And then Ethelbrake have done a really, really, really funny tweet saying, "Late to the party, but finally managing a live tune-in." They missed... Ethelbrake, you missed it. We were talking about the pub quiz that you weren't supposed to turn up to. It's epic. So they've just been saying they're loving the topic about toilets.
Yeah.
But here's the honesty, Gary, and this is what I think from somebody who, you know, I used to be on my own with the children, you're vulnerable and you don't know who to call, and you just want somebody to turn up. And isn't it a sad state of affairs that tradesmen, I'm going to go there, don't deem it their responsibility to turn up when they say they're going to turn up. And that's really sad. don't get it.
That is the biggest.
And it shouldn't be your USP, should it?
No.
It shouldn't be.
No.
Do you know what? The only unique thing that I do is I turn up when I say I'm going to do. That's crazy.
It's
we should be raking it in now. What are you doing, Gary?
It's one of those things as well, isn't it? Is that we're all so used to being let down that we assume that people have let us down. But, you know, as Gary quite rightly said, you know, we are dependent on the road network and, you know, all of us get delayed or sidetracked or stuck in a traffic jam. The thing that I like is if you are, there's no excuse now not to let the customer know. You know, we've all got a mobile phone. So if you're due somewhere at 3 o'clock and it's 10 to 3 and you're 20 miles away, what's stopping you going, ringing out and going, I'm on my way, I'm stuck in a traffic jam, sorry about that. That's all we need to know. Yeah. But, yeah. So, Gary, thanks for that. I want to tell you about this. It's a business tweet-up, and it's taking place in Canterbury at the Lindley's store in the Terrazzo restaurant in Roper Road, Canterbury, on Thursday the 31st of January. That will be the day after tomorrow, won't it? That's free parking. You can find out about it by following on the Twitter at Kent Tweet-Ups. Kent Tweet-Ups is their Twitter handle.
Good. So it's International Women's Day coming up. Did you know that?
Yep.
Friday the 8th of March, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And this is at Port Lim Hotel and Reserve in Hythe in Kent. This is the Aspinall Foundation and Butterflies Events invites you to join at the stunning Port Lim Hotel for International Women's Day event. It's a little bit of a difference. They've got a panel of women who are amazing in business and ready to share their experiences and expertise with you. So tickets are £45 for the full day, all activities and lunch. All profits will be donated to the Aspinall Foundation. There is an early bird ticket, which is £39. You need to book today, and you can get that early bird ticket at www.butterfliesevents.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird.
Pleasure.
We're going to join the newsroom now.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.